Welcome to another program of communication with George and Rita Galley.
Perhaps we don't often think about it, but slavery is alive and flourishing in many countries of the world.
That's right, and the horrible thing is that usually it's part of the sex trade. Young women, girls and boys are forced into it against their will.
And it wasn't that far back that having slaves was an acceptable part of society. William Wilberforce spent most of his life, despite strong opposition, to defeat this trafficking of human lives.
Oh yes, he believed the Bible's influence that we are all equal in the eyes of God. Yet slavery continued on for many years in America, and the threat of the abolishment of slavery caused a terrible civil war.
Harriet Tubman is not a well-known name to us, but she played an important part in helping those slaves who were freed by the new law. And this law came into being through the wisdom of President Abraham Lincoln.
Harriet was born into slavery herself. She was badly treated as a young girl, but she found a shining ray of hope in her mother's Bible stories. The account of Israel's escape from slavery under Pharaoh showed her a God who desired freedom for his people.
Harriet found freedom herself when she slipped over the Maryland state line and out of slavery. A runaway slave, if caught by unrepentant slave owners, could be whipped half to death as a punishment. But the thought of freedom from a bad master's cruelty gave her the courage.
Although now freed from the yoke of slavery herself, Harriet could not be content because she knew that so many others were still trapped in such degrading captivity.
Not too much time passed as she made plans to lead more than a dozen rescue missions to free those still in slavery. This brave woman simply dismissed the many warnings of personal danger. She said, "I cannot die but once."
Harriet was familiar with the truth of the statement, "Do not be afraid of those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul." Those words were spoken by Jesus at the time he sent his disciples on their first mission. This was to tell others about God's love and the forgiveness of sins. Jesus knew that not everyone would receive them warmly, so why expose them to the risk?
The answer to this is found in the Gospel of Matthew, and I quote, "When he saw the crowds, Jesus had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. That is the reason why Jesus came to earth. He saw us in our great need. But you know the story. He was not accepted by the ruling class. His ideas of God's forgiving sinners was outrageous in their eyes. They thought their goodness would gain them acceptance into heaven. And they hated Jesus when he exposed their hypocritical ways."
When Harriet Tubman couldn't forget those still in shackles in their slavery, she showed us a picture of Jesus. Jesus had the power to escape from his enemies, but just as a judge pronounces a penalty for a crime, so Jesus paid that penalty of our sin instead of us. God has told us clearly in the Bible that every one of us needs salvation, and that can only be found in Jesus. Yet there's so much pressure nowadays to laugh at faith, and plenty of things around us to tempt us into doing what's wrong.
Listen to this. God, through his Son Jesus, gives us hope, and a hope that is sure. And his word, the Bible, contains all the answers in life we need. He tells us the truth shall set you free. He also tells us that he will never leave us nor forsake us. So why not place your trust in Jesus and let him set you free?
For any information about the program that you've heard today, contact us on communicationradio.org.